There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed you do. This hour we'll have Dave Kallman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. Carrie, I literally thought he was kidding, that they're trying to get a law passed in Michigan that you could be charged with a felony and have a $10,000 fine if you misgender somebody, talk about trans people the wrong way or something, or about Black Lives Matter the wrong way. Seriously. I don't know. Last time I checked, the First Amendment kind of allows you to say that. Like, I can say Black Lives Matter is a Ponzi scheme that was just to embezzle money from big business through pretending they were for black people when they weren't. They were only for the few founders who all now have mansions. I can say that. In Michigan, if they pass this, I might be arrested.
And a $10,000 fine.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I can say Leah Thomas is a tall, gangly man who swam against women and incorrectly and wrongly took their prize, their win, their trophy, their glory. He's a dude. Could be in Michigan, if they pass, I could be arrested. It's not even a civil thing. It's a criminal act if you do this, if they pass this.
Wow. Okay.
The people listening are like, nah, that can't be true. That's not true. I've got Dave Kallman at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk about it. Plus, we've got a colonel, retired, who wrote a book. Next hour, he's going to tell us how you defeat the deep state and stop this garbage that's going on in this country. We've got a lot going on, and it's just now Tuesday. I can't wait for hour number three. I'll be honest with you.
Why?
What? Elijah's love the song.
Because last week, you played the really crappy one.
First time in, I think, this year.
Not this year. It's been a couple of weeks, but
that is Chocolate Boys. So chocolatey, she broke the TV behind her.
Mm-hmm. Wonder when we'll get fixed.
That's Polo getting it done. Sam Bam. Really? We're not getting a wink at all today? The people love it. Literally get email. They love the wink. Wow. Wow. Okay. That's how you're going to play the game. Fine. So I talked yesterday about Pride Month. Zero pushback in what I said about Pride Month. We should not be celebrating how proud we are to be sleeping with the people we want to sleep with. It's very strange. It doesn't make any sense. And it's not even we or us or inclusive. It's a very exclusive thing. Pride Month. You've got to be a certain letter. You got to be an L, a B, a G, a T, an X, Y, Z, a 1, 2, 3, a plus, plus, 2, plus, 4, equals 8, and then spirit times 2 plus. It's spirit something, isn't it?
I think it's 2 spirit, I think.
God bless you for knowing that. That's why we keep you around. So you got to be one of those. If you're like straight, Christian, heterosexual, man or woman, you're done. You're done. You're out of here. Mm. You see Vanity Fair or something had this woman who was pretending to be a man, pregnant on the front cover?
I saw that, yeah. I saw a picture of that.
It's a birthing person. He's a birthing person. It's a she. Now, again, I will bring this up not because I want it to be somehow sordid or somehow a sexualized show. It's not. But here in San Antonio, there is a man who is married to who he is saying is a man, and they either are having or had or a baby, because one of them is really a female pretending to be a man. Okay, so let me break it down. I don't know their names, don't care, not going to put it out there. But let me say that what I'm about to say is fact. The one is a man who is gay. The other has always been a female who is so-called transitioned into being a man, took some hormones, has a little facial hair now, voice a little bit deeper, nothing like mine, but a little bit deeper. And they're now, or they might have already had the baby, it's been a while, but they got pregnant, or she did, although she says she's a he, and they claim to be a gay couple with one of the men being pregnant. Now, this is clearly either they're playing games to get publicity, or there's a mental illness here, because when asked, we were like, well, where's the baby coming from? I mean, was it artificial insemination? How'd this work? They're like, no, dude, just, you know, we got pregnant. Now, again, I have never experienced it, never will, but I think I understand how gay men relate to each other in a physical sense. And I think I know how gay women relate to each other in a physical sense. I know how straight men and women relate to each other in a physical sense. And that is the only time one can get pregnant, is when it's a man and a woman doing what they do. And so I'm thinking, you want me to believe you're a gay couple and you're both men, although one of you is now pregnant. If I get the facts wrong, let people know.
I think you're right. And I remember talking about the story a while back. So I'm sure they've had their baby by now. But
probably had the baby.
Yeah.
So they made the baby the way a man and woman would make the baby, but I'm supposed to call one of them a man, even though it's not, she's a woman. Because she got pregnant. I noticed the gay man didn't get pregnant. The trans man did. Well, that's weird. Well, how did that happen? One would have to assume they did it the traditional way, the biblical way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they not just calling themselves a couple, a man and a woman? I don't get it. But soon in Michigan, if they get their way, you're going to be in big trouble if you say anything that I just said. Any of it, $10,000 a pop, you're going to go to prison. Now, there's another push by human rights organizations, so-called human rights organizations, which aren't. They're just gay rights organizations that are claiming that gay men and women, gay people, are being run out of their homes. Carrie, maybe I'm missing something that seemed to be the headline on the Gateway Pundit. What do you have?
From the Gateway Pundit, the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer civil rights organization, declared a national state of emergency for members of the LGBTQ plus community on Tuesday. The group's president, Kelly Robinson, claims public disdain against the LGBTQ community has forced many gay and trans people to flee their homes. LGBTQ plus Americans are living in a state of emergency. The multiplying threats facing millions in our community are not just perceived, they are real, tangible, and dangerous, Robinson said. In many cases, they are resulting in violence against LGBTQ plus people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes in search of safer states, and triggering a tidal wave of increased homophobia and transphobia that puts the safety of each and every one of us at risk. In addition to the emergency declaration, the group commemorated Pride Month with the release of a digital guidebook designed to assist LGBTQ plus travelers and those living in hostile states. The digital book provides health and safety resources to and summarizes which states it deems discriminatory to the queer community amid an unprecedented wave of anti-LGBTQ plus legislation in 2023.
Let me ask you something. When you started in journalism, did you ever think you'd be saying the word queer in a news story?
No. Because we weren't supposed to say that.
It was one of the banned words.
It was not a good word to use.
So LGBT and queer. I know what the L is. I know what the G and the B and the T. The Q I thought was questioning or queer, but this story literally says queer.
Yes.
I mean, her quote or his quote, whoever this person is, the quote was queer.
Yes.
So I know what L is, and in my day, that was queer. I know what G is, in my day, that was queer. I know what B is, that wasn't. I know what T is, that was actually called transsexual when I was growing up, or a sex change. But I mean, there was not a separate Q for queer. So What does it mean? Do you know?
That's a good question. I don't.
Because again, with growing up, and you're not that off from my age, queer meant a gay person.
Right.
It was a derogatory term, but it was gay. So how is it different than LNG and I guess B, but B's not really involved. How is it different than L? Why do you need three of them for the same thing?
Another good question I do not have the answer for.
I'm not even sure why we need the L word. Isn't a gay woman a gay woman?
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Let me say this.
The story on its face is false. It's not true. LGBTQXYZ123, Spirit Plus Plus, 2x5, they are not running from their homes in fear for their lives. That's not happening. There is not increased violence against them. That's not happening. Unless, of course, you're talking about Iran or Saudi Arabia. Unless you're talking about an Islamic theocratical government somewhere, a theocracy somewhere in the Middle East. It may be happening there. Ain't happening here.
I don't think so, because this is an American civil rights organization.
Right.
I'm assuming they're talking about the United States.
You cover news every day. I watch news every day, both network, cable, local. I watch it. I listen to it. There is no uptick in terrorizing of alphabet people. It's not happening. It's not true. But the push here by this so-called human rights organization, which is not human rights, only for the gay people, the push by them is to shut people like me up. They don't want me to tell the truth. They don't want me to say, why are the drag queens making fun of Catholicism in the capital of California? Why are they in, like, the legislature being awarded and held up on high? Why is that? Why do we have a month for people's sexual orientation? Why is that? Why does everything have to be capitulating or genuflecting to the trans community when it's a minuscule minority of our community and everybody else should suffer and have to change the way they live? See, we're asking these questions, which are all valid. So the only answer is, well, what you're saying is violent. What you're doing is violent. And you're actually inciting violence by saying it. But it's not inciting violence to have Satan as the brand name of the pride gear over at Target. Which, by the way, Carrie, have you heard the number on Target now? $15 billion they've lost.
Oh, wow. I knew it was up there.
$15 billion. And it's going to keep on going until they come out and say, yeah, we made a mistake by having Satan clothing in our kids' area. We made a mistake by having tuckable bathing suits. Yeah, we probably went a little bit off kilter here. So your thoughts about this. Do you look, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you think there's an uptick in attacks on gay people that they have to leave their neighborhoods, flee the communities? They have to leave because I heard where they were going in the story. They're really talking about states like Texas and Florida, which I'm sure are on that list, because these states have said, we're not going to allow you to mutilate kids. We're not going to allow you to do this so-called gender affirming care on people, which mutilates them. Now, if you think that you're for that sort of so-called care, just look up the videos and the pictures of what a person goes through to have this surgery, this mutilation, which is big bucks for the people that are doing the surgeries and big bucks for the pharmaceutical companies. Go and look that up. But I'm going to say it loud. I'm going to say it proud. There is no increase in attacks on gay people physically where they're running for fear out of terror from their communities. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Dave Kallman from the Great Lakes Justice Center at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about that ridiculous law out of Michigan. If you're in Michigan, you need to take action. Trust me when I say. You might want to look into recalling some people. Now, I know that you've got very slim majorities for Democrats in the House and in the Senate. The legislature is teetering on a voter too. So you've got to get to these moderate Democrats and tell them how ridiculous this is. What I'm being told is nobody's talking about it. This is a violation, a complete and utter attack on the First Amendment in the state of Michigan. You can't stand by. Come on, Great Lakes State. Come on, Wolverine State. Come on, Michiganders. Let's go. I mean, do not touch that. I don't care if you're in the parking lot. I don't care if you're in your driveway, ready to go inside to eat dinner. You sit in the car or you go turn on the stream when you get inside. I don't care what state you're from. You're not going to believe what they're trying to do. Because if it happens in Michigan, it's going to go to California. It's going to go to Maine. It's going to go to Washington State and down to Florida. It's going to go everywhere. If they can take away your ability to speak or think as you wish, they will. And you think that I'm being exaggerating here. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not. This is real. All right, let me tell you about what's going on with the money in this country. The economy stinks. It's broken. Inflation is out of control. Bank closures are happening. Layoffs are happening. It's really unsure what the future looks like. We do know this, that currency, paper money, is losing its value. You've got to get something tangible, something you can touch, something you can put in your safe. It is gold. It's silver. It's precious metals. Love talking to my friends at Swiss America. They're a trusted leader in precious metals for 40 years now. Silver is in huge demand for military, solar, electric cars, and tech. And considering its price right now, now's a great time to call Swiss America. I want you to do so. To help you get started, Swiss America is offering beautiful U.S. silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $13.50 each delivered. Limit 250 per customer while supplies last. Go get the max right now. It's an awesome deal. To reserve your silver coins, call 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com/pags. That's silver walking Liberty half dollars for $13.50 each delivered to your door while supplies last. Help protect your assets today. Call 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com and do /pags at the end of that. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It's going to be line one and Ginger in Minnesota. Hi, Ginger. What's going on?
Hey, Pags. I'm absolutely thrilled to talk to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to say was that I am just so upset about the way we are treating our children in the school system. Why aren't we getting less classrooms, more kids being taught at home? I don't know. I'd like something to happen that would fix this. And then Target, unfortunately, seriously, it is a Minnesota-born company.
Right.
And why are they doing this? This is the saddest thing ever. It's a hard place to live right up here. How are we going to survive? It's the saddest thing. I never thought I would live in this country at a time like this where people are wearing masks, the people are afraid to talk. You can't say the word he, she, or you have to say him, they.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just worried.
No, Ginger, I'm with you, and I hope that there are more people like you in Minnesota. There are a lot of beautiful people in Minnesota who do believe in freedom and liberty. It is, generally speaking, geographically a red state. You got a couple of cities, a couple of areas, a couple of blue spots that are running the entire thing. You have to have every conservative, every Republican, every center to right-leaning Democrat go out and vote and get these nut jobs out of power. That's what you have to do. I'm with you. I don't know why Target does this. Target's goal is to make a profit on the goods it's selling. There was no reason to ever put this stuff in those stores. No reason to ever put it at the front door. No reason to ever push it down everybody's throat when they walked in. It didn't make sense. And I don't know why they're doing it. I do know that Blue wants power and control. They want less freedoms, less liberties. They want to take away your ability to think, to eat, to work, to clothe yourself. They want to be your God, and we have to reject it. And you're right. The more people homeschool, the more people go to charter or private school, the more the public school is going to have less access to our kids and less ability to indoctrinate. This isn't about specific individual teachers. A lot of you are great. But the Randy Weingartens of the world and the Joe Bidens of the world and Merrick Garlands of the world are running the joint, and they're the ones pushing down this agenda. Let me go back at it. It's going to be Elma in Yakima. Elma, what's going on? Hi.
Well, I hate to say this, but I have a friend who has a 55 and older condo for sale, and the realtor called her and said, would you sell to a transgender couple? And she said, no, I'm not going to do that to my neighbors and friends. I don't know why we're supposed to celebrate and accept this.
I don't know either. Go ahead.
No, I mean, they want us to celebrate it. That's why they have Pride Month. It makes no sense at all. And we have a right to say that this isn't what we want in our communities. And yeah, that's all I have to say.
Alma, listen, 100%. See, that's the issue. And that's what I tried to bring to the fore yesterday when I talked about Pride Month and celebrating who somebody wants to sleep with. I'm not proud of you. Just like I don't expect you to be proud of me and the decisions I make. It's none of your business. It's none of my business what you want to do. But for some reason, the world needs to stop. We all have to jump in the bandwagon. And if we don't, we're somehow the fascists or the racists or the homophobes or whatever. No, we're not. We're just people who mind our own business and don't really care. We literally don't care. But when you put it in our face, you're going to get an opinion out of us. And the fact that you don't like our opinion, too bad. You shouldn't have put it in our face. You should not have opened it up for discussion. Go live your life, and I don't have a comment on it. It's like I'm going to live my life. Don't want your commentary on it. Once you start getting involved in making me react, you might not like the reaction. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Do not touch that dial.
This is the Joe Pags Show.